I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. U.S. officials this week hailed Israel's prime minister for supporting a deal to restart peace talks with the Palestinians. Headlines in Israel said Benjamin Netanyahu had managed to sell the idea to his right-wing coalition government. Then nothing happened, and the deal isn't done yet. Now the U.S. and Israel are said to be haggling over the details, as The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
The Obama administration is reportedly offering the Israelis two things, a batch of 20 F-35 stealth warplanes and U.S. diplomatic support at the United Nations, where the Palestinians are threatening to seek recognition as an independent state. What does Washington want from Netanyahu in return? 90 days, three more months of building restrictions on most Israeli settlements. Then, and this is how the thinking in Washington is said to go, the Palestinians would return to the negotiating table and everyone gets to work on drawing a border. If this is indeed the U.S. plan, political scientist Reuven Hazan at Hebrew University says he's skeptical.
The Israeli government today is made up of parties that will not support a major concession on borders. In other words, if within 3 months, for some reason, Netanyahu actually can come to an agreement on borders, the price is his government.
That's a big price to pay, Hazan says, and Netanyahu has shown few signs of being willing to go that far. Second, Hazan doubts that the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, is either willing or able to make concessions on borders himself, especially when his political rivals Hamas are in control of Gaza. And third, he says, there's a question about the U.S. president's commitment after the losses his party suffered in the midterms.
How many people really think that now Obama is going to throw jobs, the economy, Iraq, Afghanistan, everything away and focus on Israel?
But Tamar Herman of the Israel Democracy Institute is less skeptical. She suspects that Washington is putting more on the table than what's being reported right now.
It looks like a generous offer, but I think that there is something in the suitcase which is even more expensive than those aircrafts.
And what Herman thinks is in the suitcase is a map that shows Israel keeping large settlements in the West Bank. Netanyahu is promoting the U.S. offer, and that's a sign, Herman says, the prime minister believes Israel is getting more out of the deal than just planes and diplomatic support. Netanyahu said again last night that he has no doubt his fellow ministers will accept the U.S. deal. Israeli officials are said to be seeking a written pledge from Washington on the exact parameters of the proposed three-month settlement freeze. The Obama administration is keeping mum. Meanwhile, the Israeli Air Force bombed the Gaza Strip today. There were reports of several injuries. The strikes were in response to a two-day barrage of rocket and mortar fire from Gaza militants. There were no reports of injuries. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.